All right. Here we go. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Modern Marvel. That's right, you guys. We're going to get into an In My Mind segment. I haven't done that in a while, so pretty much this In My Mind segment is going to be about Streets of Rage 4, but also it's going to be about the Easter eggs that mostly Streets of Rage 4 has actually had. But then also, I think to me, these Easter eggs have been showing signs of actual games that should be coming out pretty soon. Hopefully that Dotemu that's most likely publishing, because I noticed one to where there was a reference in one of, in the underground stage of Streets of Rage 4, where you're in the sewer system and everything before you get into the bar, and pretty much you see signs of, like, little graffiti art and everything, and then you see four turtles on one of the pipes. You see graffiti art of the four turtles on the pipes and on the stage. So was it pretty much a sign that Dotemu was letting us know that, yeah, they were doing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge? And then you see a lot of stuff in there, and you see a lot of, like, you see a lot in the game straight up. Like, there's a lot of references. I mean, I see Shinobi, but then honestly, that could have been Shredder. Honestly, if you think about it, like, they're in the underground, they're in the sewers. I mean, pretty much they're actually, I mean, then you see like four little signs, and I shit you not, it is in there. You check that out. You go through the stage, you look in the background on like the wall, and you'll see, or like on the pipe, you'll see like four turtles on them. Like four little turtles and whatnot. So, I mean, that's pretty crazy. And honestly, I feel like that's kind of awesome at the same time. It's crazy and awesome at the same time, because it's like, obviously, Dotemu, they got stuff going where they're doing classic and retro games, and they're bringing them out like Wonder Boy, Windjammers. I mean, now they got like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming out under their belt too. So, I mean, on their belt, and I mean, that's dope as hell. I mean, I think to me right now, Dotemu just doing all this stuff, like, I rock with Wonder Boy, I rock with freaking Windjammers, and I rock with SOR4. So, I mean, and SOR4 is definitely in my rotation. So, but my thing is, and, you know, we don't know exactly when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is, TMNT is coming out, but, I mean, obviously it's gonna be somewhere around this year, so, I mean, hey. Look, that makes me feel 10 times better that they're developing, like, these games. And please, can we, like, you know, some of us still have PS4s and we don't have PS5s and Steam, or we don't have a PC yet. So can we, like, make sure that most of these games are still coming out for PS4? Also, if Windjammers 2 can be out for PS4 as well, because, you know, I actually like Windjammers 1, and I like to play Windjammers 2, but yeah, I mean, like, there's so many, like, I mean, now I'm actually getting a blank right now, because there's, like, so many references. I mean, I see Shinobi in the little sewer system, a little ninja, like I said, it could be Shinobi, it could be Shredder. I mean, that could have been, like, it could have been like a preemptive strike of on Dotemu letting us know like what games are coming out pretty soon. If anybody got the idea with the references that are in the game. And please let me know if there's any other references in the game that you may think like it could be possible that these could be up and coming games for, you know, that could be up and coming games for .emu to be doing. And also, like, let's like do dialogue on like what games will we like to see them do, like .emu do for games. I mean, like games, like bring out classic games like that. Like, I would like to see a Shinobi, definitely. I would like to see a Shinobi. Golden Axe would be dope as hell as well. Let's see what else. I would say there would be a few other games in the process. You know, like what Lizard Cube did, that, well, Mark of the Wolves, Grow Mark of the Wolves 2 little thing, but honestly, that would be SNK, but I mean, that would be far fetched if that would be the case. But yeah, I mean, I'd say like Shinobi, Golden Axe, and I mean, and most of this is gonna be like Sega games anyway. Jeez. I think honestly, I would probably prefer to see, I mean, if they do a fighting game, I mean, I would like to see a resurgence of like Eternal Champions, maybe add a little to it. You know, I mean, that wouldn't be that far off. Like, Eternal Champions, Comic Zone? Oh my god, if they did a Comic Zone, if .emu rocked with Lizard Cube on doing a Comic Zone game, oh man. Dude, I would throw money at that in a heartbeat if they do a Comic Zone game. I mean, so many. Earthworm Jim. I wouldn't mind seeing that one for real. That one was a classic game as well. Then there's quite a few games out there. I'm pretty sure, like, anybody who might have any ideas about what games out there. I mean, some people were saying Final Fight, but, I mean, that's all Nintendo. So, I mean, if Nintendo is, like, been looking and watching all this stuff going on with, well, that's basically Capcom, I'm sorry. But Capcom got their hands full with Street Fighter. They're not thinking about their other IPs, you know what I'm saying? They're not thinking about their other games that they could be working on and put on and do. I mean, man, that's the thing about this. Like, I mean, honestly, that's the reason why I think .emu and, like, low-key is starting to become one of my favorite developers for games right now. Because, I mean, you know, they're kicking out some pretty dope things, and they're just coming out of left field with it, you know, like, unexpectedly, and like, you know, like, oh, we're gonna drop Streets of Rage 4, we're not gonna tell you when. And don't get me wrong, I mean, when it finally did, I mean, it's one of the games that I was playing for the longest. So either way, you guys, like I said, I'm about to get off the hook on that, but yeah, just let me know, hit me up on the comment section, and hit me up, like, share, subscribe. You know, this is the In My Mind segment on Late for the Party on Anchor FM and Late for the Party Live on YouTube. So please, like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast and the YouTube channel. Also, check out all the cool merch at the Late for the Party store on teespring.com. The links will be in the description once I upload everything to my social media. Also, follow me on social media. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, yada, yada, yada. Also, check me out on TNH. I can't say the whole name on there, but if you know, if of us gamers know what I just said, you understand. Everything is labeled Late for the Party. Smash everything together, put the L and the F capitalize the L, the F, and the T, and the P, and that's how you do find me on, like, if you can't find, on the search bar and everything, so. That's right, you guys. Woo! That's all where I got to say about that, so. This is Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Martyr Marvel, signing off, you guys. And as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11.